Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation today. Up next, Stephen Hines, energy columnist and the owner of the Word Merchant.
If I were offered, I would like an emerging company that was had a great idea and was just starting to build up and develop their product, build up their marketplace, build up their ability to raise money on the markets. Because I love telling good stories. That was really the last job I had. I had one of the best stories at the time, anybody walking. So it is to me, I don't want to tell a good story about a crappy company. I want to tell a good story about a really on the verge of being a good company.
You're looking for somebody who would want to have their story be told in a new light about a new way of doing business.
Well, and the other thing is, and I think it's just habit, but even the fracking industry, which has the most robust story, you know, for mankind. I may be overstepping it by one thing, but and the reason is because of the remarkable effect it's had on oil, lowered the price, taken some of the power away from some of our enemies. Natural gas, the same thing, taking some of the power away from some from our enemies. They've got an enormous amount of feedstock they're accumulating. Most people think feedstock, it sounds like you give it to the cows. Feedstock is really the essence of what petrochemicals are, and it's this most important aspect. So all of the things that feedstock provides, it has come down about the same amount as the oil and the gas. And because of that, making plastics, which come from petrochemistry, or hardcore bumpers and all of the things, numerous things they make, they aren't taking credit for it. It's a remarkable value stream for people. We are building 310 petrochemical plants in this country right now because the trend for that feedstock is going down thanks to fracking and here in the Permian and all of that. And I think the other thing, now that we're shipping a liquid natural gas, now that we have a wider Panama Canal, we are going to be shipping to European Union. We're going to be shipping to Asia. What we're replacing for them is let's say charcoal, food chips, cow dung, and coal. And it's a remarkable environmental story, not just what we've done in this country, because we've decreased our emissions, I think, what, 12% in the last 12 years. And it sure wasn't because of the government.
We're bringing new, efficient, environmental, green energies to other countries.
And they can get rid of, I mean, you know, there's some stories, I don't know, I don't think it's apocryphal, but there are stories in Africa right now that something like 4 million people a year die from pollution in their homes. Why? Because they have to burn all of these biomass things just to have dinner and keep warm.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody, you know, so they do a study, the EPA did a study, and they said, well, maybe 8,000 people will die, be saved every year if we do the clean power plan. You look right over there, and there are 4 million people dying each year. It's just like what they've done with DDT. They, you know, they thought it was the best thing that ever happened. We got rid of it. We've never replaced DDT to take care of malaria. So every year in Africa, the United Nations and their infinite wisdom often won't let them use DDT because it's on the unwanted list by the EPA. And you're talking kids, you know, that's what, who are the most vulnerable to the malaria. So we just got to get our heads straight. I think we have to depoliticize this all. The last 4 years especially, everything's become politicized. Department of Energy, EPA, I mean, even the military. I mean, you just, you know, the list. And the other thing that bothered me was, and that's probably why I came back out of retirement 3 years ago, was that through the Clean Power Plan and the Waters of America Plan, the EPA was really going to make all of the other agencies, state and federal, subsidiary to them. They were going to be the head honchos. And I worked with them extensively when I was doing my my energy efficiency and my emission days, and they are not a pretty sight. I'm trying to think. They have something like 1,500 or 15,000 employees, and well over 11,000 are lawyers.
I know there was a lot of people in North Dakota and in Texas that were extremely upset with the EPA because all the stock ponds essentially would have an oversight of the EPA.
It was almost as if you had a puddle in
exactly,
your yard.
Exactly.
And they had some control over it.
That was pretty much the joke, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
You know, and they almost got away with it. In fact, it's still wending its way through the courts, but parts of what the EPA is, you know, they overstepped their boundaries clearly. Some of it's still holding up in court.
To listen to the full-length interview with Stephen Hines or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And be sure to sign up for our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/thecrudelife, facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
We're kind of like that. We're kind of like that. Oh, yeah.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946, or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.